Okay, so picture this. You're at the grocery store, right? And you see those bare shelves, the picket line outside. You get this weird vibe, like almost a tension in the air.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if asking about the out of stock milk is even worth it,
Yeah,
you know?
literally, you can just feel it.
Like, are things about to go down?
Yeah.
Labor disputes? Things can get messy
They
fast.
really can.
So today we're diving deep into what happens when those disputes, well, when they escalate. And specifically, we're looking at the role of strike security. We've got some really interesting documents here from strike security company Picket Line Security, and they focus on a company called Regional Supplemental Services, or RSS. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? Most people, they don't think about this stuff until it's staring them in the face.
Right. Like literally staring at an empty shelf.
Like, where's my milk?
Right. Exactly.
But for companies, it's way more than just empty shelves, you know? It's their people, it's their stuff,
Yeah.
it's their bottom line. And that's where a company like RSS comes in. They've really found their niche in the world of these labor disputes.
So RSS is like the extra muscle a company brings in when negotiations go south, when a strike is looming.
Yeah, kind of, but it's not just about brawn. It's a real balancing act.
Okay, I see what you mean.
On one hand, you've got the company trying to protect its workers who are still there, keep the building safe, you know, all that.
Right.
And then on the other hand, you have these workers who are exercising their right to strike, which is totally legal and needs to be respected.
Yeah.
So RSS is walking this tightrope, keeping everyone safe, but also trying to minimize disruptions to the business as much as possible.
That's a lot to juggle. How do they even approach that? Like, what are the actual things RSS does when it comes to strike security?
It's definitely multifaceted.
Yeah.
They do everything from like escorting those non-striking employees safely through the picket lines to making sure no one's sabotaging company property. They actually train the non-union staff on how to like interact with the striking workers safely.
Wow. Okay. So it's like de-escalation tactics and communication as much as anything.
Exactly. A big part of it is making sure the picket lines themselves stay peaceful and legal. It's about calming things down, not riling people up.
Right. I guess it's like that old saying, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And speaking of preparation, you mentioned RSS does security assessments too.
Yeah, that's a big part of their proactive approach. They don't just wait around for a strike to happen and then react.
Right.
They dig deep into a company's vulnerabilities beforehand. They look at all the ways to access the building, any weak points in their security, that kind of thing.
Smart.
And they coordinate with the company's management, even local law enforcement, so everyone's on the same page.
So if and when a strike hits, they're ready. It's all about being overprepared.
Exactly.
Okay, this is all incredibly thorough. But what about the company's day-to-day operations? Like, how do they keep the lights on, the doors open, all that during a strike? Isn't that a huge concern when they're facing a work stoppage?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a strike can really cripple a business if they're caught off guard. And this is where RSS's experience with strike staffing is so crucial.
Okay, I've heard that term, but I'm a little fuzzy on what it actually means.
So they have this huge network of qualified workers, you know, like drivers, warehouse people, all sorts of roles, and they're ready to step in when the regular employees are on strike. It's all about making sure the company can still function, fulfill orders, that kind of thing.
So basically, they help keep their head above water.
Exactly.
It makes sense, especially these days, you know? We've all seen how fragile supply chains can be. One little hiccup.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a domino effect.
Totally. And one of the best examples we saw in these documents was a testimonial from this Fortune 500 company. Yeah, their warehouse workers went on strike, and RSS swooped in, provided them with qualified replacement drivers within a matter of days.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's huge, right?
Oh.
And it allowed this company to get through a 6-week strike.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. And they were able to keep their products moving, keep their customers happy. Can you imagine the nightmare if they hadn't been prepared?
Talk about dodging a bullet. Those testimonials are really powerful. I mean, that's real-world proof that RSS can handle it. And they've worked with a lot of different companies, which says a lot, too. I'm sure our listeners have a million questions right now, though. This stuff's complicated. You're telling me, like, what does a strike security officer even do all day? Do they just, like, stand around looking tough?
Well, look and cuff is definitely part of it,
Yeah.
but it's way more than that. It's kind of like they're like those multi-tools, you know?
Okay, yeah.
One minute they could be walking someone through a picket line, making sure everything stays cool,
Right.
and the next they're breaking up a fight before it even starts.
True. So a cool head under pressure is pretty key. What else should companies think about when they're looking to hire a strike security agency? I mean, experience has got to be huge.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want rookies on this kind of job.
Right.
But RSS talks about a few other things companies should look for, too. You know, like making sure they really understand all those labor laws.
Right.
That they're focused on de-escalation, finding peaceful solutions. And I think this is probably the biggest one, that they respect everybody's rights.
Oh, for sure.
The company, the workers,
yeah,
everyone.
There's that balance again, right? Protecting people, but doing it fairly and legally. Man, this is complicated.
It really is. And it makes you think about the bigger picture, you know? Labor disputes, they're rarely simple.
Right.
There are so many angles, so many different points of view.
Yeah.
And finding that common ground is just so crucial.
It is. What happens if a company doesn't have good strike security, though? Like, if they're totally unprepared.
Let's just say it's not pretty.
Right.
Like, imagine those picket lines. Suddenly, they're chaotic. Dangerous, even.
Oh, wow.
There could be property damage, violence.
Yeah.
Legal issues.
Yeah.
It can spiral really quickly.
Yeah. Like trying to put out a wildfire with a garden hose.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And that's why understanding what strike security really is so important. It's not about force, really. It's about expertise. Strategy. Knowing what to do in a tough situation. Which actually brings us to something RSS talks about, defining what strike security actually ISS.
It does seem kind of obvious, right?
Right.
But I bet there's more to it than it seems.
There is. RSS says it's about safeguarding the company, their people, their property, everything during a labor dispute.
Right.
And they're very clear that strikes are, well, by their very nature, very emotional.
Right.
Things can get out of control quickly. So RSS is like that buffer, that calming presence to make sure everything stays legal, peaceful, and as undisruptive as possible.
So they're almost like diplomats as much as security, in a way.
Exactly. You got to understand what's going on in people's heads.
I get it. Okay, now I'm curious about those workers who are brought in during a strike.
Right.
This gets to another one of RSS's questions. What is strike staffing?
Right, because the work can't just stop.
Exactly.
And RSS is a big part of this whole thing. They have this massive database of skilled workers who are ready to go, you know, truck drivers, warehouse staff, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they handle getting those workers where they need to be, making sure they can get through the picket lines safely. It's all about keeping things running.
So they're like a lifeline for a company that's facing a potential shutdown.
Exactly. It's about keeping businesses going in a crisis.
Yeah.
And if you look at those testimonials, they're pretty good at it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think it's important to come back to something we were talking about earlier, the human cost of strikes.
Oh.
It's easy to get caught up in the logistics, the security, the money part of it.
Yeah.
But we can't forget that there are real people on both sides of this.
Mm-hmm.
People with families, bills, worries.
It's not just numbers on a spreadsheet. It's people's lives. It's easy to lose sight of that sometimes, for sure.
Yeah. And honestly, as important as RSS is when things hit the fan, the real goal should be to prevent strikes altogether.
100%. So how do we do that? What can companies do to make strikes less likely in the first place? It seems so drastic, you know?
It is a big deal. And it usually means something went wrong with communication somewhere along the line. You know what one of the best ways to prevent strikes is?
What's that?
It's pretty simple, actually. Make the workplace better.
Okay, but what does that actually look like?
Basically, it's about managers and employees actually talking to each other, openly and honestly.
Okay.
Create an environment where people feel like they're being heard, where their concerns are taken seriously, and there's mutual respect.
So it's about actually building trust, not just like checking a box on a to-do list, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, companies that put their employees first, that pay fair wages, offer good benefits, make sure people have a life outside of work, those are the companies that almost never see strikes.
Because everyone has a stake in the company's success.
Exactly. When employees feel valued, respected, they're going to care more about the company succeeding, and that makes a huge difference.
It really does. It sounds like strike security, while important sometimes, should be a last resort.
I would agree with that, yeah. Think of it this way. The fact that a company like RSS even exists tells us something, right? It means there's a need for this, but it doesn't mean strikes are unavoidable. Companies can choose to have open conversations, treat their employees fairly, really care about their well-being. And if they do that, strikes become very rare.
That's a great point. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of strike security, I think the biggest takeaway for me is this. Labor disputes are really complicated. People are coming from all these different places. But so often, it boils down to a failure to talk to each other and find common ground.
Totally agree.
Well, this has been fascinating. Thanks for walking us through the world of strike security and staffing. It's something most people don't really think about, but it's so important.
It was my pleasure.
And to everyone listening, remember, even when things get heated, there's always hope for finding common ground. Until next time, keep learning, keep those questions coming, and keep diving deep.